Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marvel Wynn. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Ray. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Easler. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tony Pagnat. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dale Barra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Tunnell. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Lee Tunnell. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Terrell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Walt Terrell. And now, play ball. Marvel Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock takes first base on ball four. Ray moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Pirates. Scott Holman now pitching. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler strikes out. Two outs. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Tunnell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Tunnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tunnell hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marvel Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodges moves to second. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Scott Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Holman moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray fields it and throws to second for the out. Holman moves to third. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 0-for-1 in the game. Barra hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Tunnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tunnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Tunnell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hodges hits a line drive off the glove of Ray, and into shallow right field. Hodges reaches second base with a double. Strawberry moves to third. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Strawberry tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, Pirates. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-1 in the game. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap pinch hits for Scott Holman. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Tom Gorman now pitching. Marvel Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ray bunts towards the mound. Gorman fields it and throws to first for the out. Wynn moves to second. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Wynn trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Madlock moves to second. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. Easler strikes out. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Peña hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 0-for-2 in the game. Barra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peña moves to third. Lee Tunnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tunnell is 0-for-2 in the game. Tunnell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hernandez makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Hernandez. Peña scores. Vera moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-1, Pirates. Marvel Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vera scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Pirates. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ray for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Madlock hits a line drive towards third. Brooks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-3 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-2 in the game. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bradley pinch hits for Tom Gorman. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wynn. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Bradley goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2 Pirates. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-3 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Carlos Diaz now pitching. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-3 in the game. Easler strikes out. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Diaz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Pirates. Rod Scurry now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Pirates. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Ron Hodges. Kent Tekulva now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Giles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strawberry moves to second. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Jose Oquendo. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berra misplays the ball. That's an error on Berra. Strawberry moves to third. Giles moves to second. Bob Baylor pinch hits for Carlos Diaz. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. Strawberry scores. Giles moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-5, Pirates. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Giles scores. Baylor moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Pirates, 6, Mets, 6. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-4 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Junior Ortiz now catching. Tucker Ashford now playing third base. Lee Lacy pinch hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marvel Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ashford fields it and throws to first for the out. Wynn moves to second. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Madlock is walked intentionally. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Gene Tenarche now playing first base. Cecilio Guante now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tenarche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strawberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-4 in the game. Parker strikes out. One out. Brian Harper pinch hits for Mike Easler. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peña for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Harper now playing left field. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guante fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Guante. Ortiz moves to second. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Giles strikes out. One out. Tucker Ashford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Guante fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Barra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marvel Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 4-for-5 in the game, with four singles. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tenarche moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Madlock hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jesse Orozco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orozco bunts towards first. Tenarche scoops it up and throws to first, with Ray covering, for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez is walked intentionally. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vera fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli pinch hits for Cecilio Guante. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-5 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper strikes out. Ortiz drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Harper out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Bibby now pitching. Lee Mozzilli now playing left field. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strawberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ortiz strikes out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Giles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strawberry moves to second. Tucker Ashford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashford takes first base on ball 4. Strawberry moves to third. Giles moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strawberry scores. Giles moves to third. Ashford moves to second. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 6. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.